You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good Wednesday, everybody, and welcome into Locked On Balls. It's your team every day. Locked On Balls, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Eric Kane, at underscore Kaner is how you can follow me on Twitter. And be sure to follow this podcast on Twitter, at Locked On Balls. I am a radio personality here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and a contributor to the Tennessee Rivals site, VolQuest, covering Tennessee recruiting each and every week. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and rate, review, and share this podcast to all your Tennessee fans and closest friends. Today's show, we're going to continue to dive into the Tim Banks hire. It's the defensive coordinator hire for Josh Heupel and for the University of Tennessee. Discuss some of the reactions from Tennessee fans and some local media on if this was a thumbs up or thumbs down hire so far. In segment number two, pleased to bring in the host of Locked On Nittany Lions. His name is Kevin McGuire, and I'm going to catch up with him and give his thoughts on what he thinks of Tim Banks and kind of what is the thought around Tim Banks involving around the Penn State fan base. And so looking forward to catching up with Kevin McGuire of Locked On Nittany Lions. That's coming up in segment number two. And in segment number three, Tennessee, a big game tonight. Of course, you might think that the game's going to be played on Thursday because the tip-off is 9 o'clock Eastern time. It's absolutely ridiculous that the SEC schedules games with for a 9 o'clock tip-off in Eastern Standard Time. I will never quite understand it, especially when you work morning drive on the radio. But nonetheless, Tennessee, South Carolina are going to do battle, and some key storylines heading into this ball game because there's going to be some players not playing on both sides. So we will preview that game in segment number three, but it is a Wednesday show here on Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, so you had some hours, a little over 24 hours to kind of dissect the news that Tennessee has hired Tim Banks as its defensive coordinator. It was a long, lengthy search, which finally came to a head Monday evening, when it became official that Tim Banks was hired by Tennessee. Again, another shout-out to Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports. Pete Thamel has been all over this. I mentioned it a couple of times. Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports was the first to officially break the news that Jeremy Pruitt was fired. He was the first to officially break the news that Josh Heupel was hired. And a couple of other times throughout this peaks and valleys the last 6 weeks or so. And he was the first to announce that Tim Banks was, that Tim Banks was being hired by Tennessee. So what do you guys think about the hire of Tim Banks? Again, follow me on Twitter, underscore Kaner, tweet at me. What do you think about the hire of Tim Banks? Of course, Locked On Vols as well, at Locked On Vols. Personally, for me, I think it's all right. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I think that there were better options available. I think that Tennessee was very close to bringing in a lot, which would have been better hires, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But it's a business, and when it's all said and done, you got to find the guy that's willing to accept a deal and come here. And I think a lot of these guys I'm referencing, and I'll bring them by name here in a moment, ultimately didn't want to be here and couldn't be swayed by the dollar amount or had other prerogatives and other things going on that they didn't think that this was the job for them right now. And that's completely fine. I mean, we've all been through coaching searches. Of course, here in Knoxville and in Tennessee, I feel like it's a norm here in the last decade plus to go through coaching searches. And that's not good. You know that. But Tim Banks, I think it's a fine hire. Again, we kind of went over it yesterday in segment number one when we were discussing who is Tim Banks. He's a guy that's been around the block. He's 49 years old. He's made many, many stops. I think my biggest concern with this hire would be this is easily his biggest platform. He has not called defensive plays solely by himself since being the defensive coordinator at his alma mater in Central Michigan back from 2007 to 2009. That doesn't mean he's not qualified. I'm not trying to say that, but I am saying he hasn't done that at a Power 5 level. Now, he has been the co-defensive coordinator at many, many stops. In my opinion, that's a fancy way of getting a pay raise, and that's good because you got to be creative in luring these guys and keeping them on roster and on staff, when they're not making coordinator money or when they're not making head coach money. And so being the co-DC really doesn't do anything for me at all. So my biggest concern would be has not called plays at a Power 5 level. Again, that does not mean he's not qualified. I've heard great things about Tim Banks the last couple of days. Heard great things from the coaching community. Another good thing about him is recruiting. And, you know, Kevin's going to touch base on that here in a moment in segment number two. You know, he is a good, solid recruiter. He's recruited a lot of blue chippers at Penn State. He's recruited blue chippers at Cincinnati, at Illinois. And he's developed a lot of talent in the back end at secondary, both at safeties and at cornerbacks. And so having the Midwest tie and having that footprint around, you know, the Big Ten landscape is going to be big because, you know, as you kind of decide to, you know, level out the playing field and, you know, which coach is recruiting which area. I mean, I could tell you Jeremy Pruitt's staff, which assistant coach was recruiting which area, you know, like the back of my hand because I cover recruiting. Right now, I can't tell you that because this is a new staff and I've got to learn it. But I can tell you Rodney Garner, defensive line coach, is going to be recruiting the state of Georgia. I know that. I believe Josh Heupel will have his hand in a little bit of everything, but he's already hard on the state of Tennessee because of the in-state talent in 2022. I don't know about the other coaches right now. Jerry Mack, running backs coach, he used to coach in Memphis. I would assume he's going to be tagged with recruiting the Memphis area. But I would also assume that Tim Banks would be charged with recruiting the Big Ten area. And there's a lot of solid prospects up there. And also, when you're recruiting out of that area, you're keeping those guys from going to SEC foes and the Georgias, the Floridas, the Alabamas. Also keeping them from going sometimes maybe to Ohio State, to Penn State, to Wisconsin, stuff like that. So I think that's, you know, I think that's big. I think that's good. And you've got to be able to do both in college football. And I know Jeremy Pruitt's staff was kind of heavy on recruiting and not much on coaching, at least towards the end, in my opinion, with making Brian Niedermeyer your primary linebackers coach in year three of your tenure. You got to be able to do both. And so I think from everything I've heard, everything I've read, I think Tim Banks can do both. It's just going to be a matter of time to see how he calls his defense, how he develops his defense, and kind of how, you know, what's your MO on defense going to be? He's a secondaries coach. Jeremy Pruitt was a secondaries coach. Jeremy Pruitt liked to play man in the back end. We'll see if, you know, we'll see if Tim Banks is about, you know, putting his corners on an island and trying to unleash the front seven to go get after the quarterback. We'll have to see. I don't know. So that would be my biggest concern. But again, that's, you know, that's a concern when you are hiring anybody. Josh Heupel is going to be a risk because he's never been a head coach at a Power 5 level. Anytime you take a chance on, or it's just that, anytime you hire someone away that has not called plays or been a head coach at a Power 5 level, it's going to be a risk. And so, and that's okay. It can still work out, and we will certainly have to see if this will work out. So for me, I'm going to give it a thumbs up right now. You know, Tim Banks, I've heard everything that's been great, and you know, I've heard a lot of things that's been great, and I think he's very well respected. I think that's very important. So we'll have to see, but certainly the recruiting aspect is you know, giving me some backing in that narrative as well. I think that Matt House would have been a better hire because he's done it here in the SEC in Kentucky. And Tennessee was close with him. I think Al Washington probably doesn't have the same resume as Tim Banks does, but potentially a higher ceiling, if you follow my drift. If you know, I think the potential was there that maybe his ceiling could have been higher, but certainly doesn't have the resume that Tim Banks has. Casey Rogers would have been pretty solid considering his track record of being in the National Football League. But nonetheless, Tennessee gets Tim Banks. He was down the line, and he's coming here, and I think Vol fans, for the most part, are excited about it. I heard a lot of great reaction on social media, a lot of great reaction on the radio this morning from listeners, you know, calling in and tweeting in that you're excited about the hire, and that's great. That's great. And so looking forward to seeing how this defense is going to look right now. So, again, day two of having a defensive coordinator. It's kind of weird having that countdown going in the opposite direction, but Tim Banks is officially here at Knoxville. He signed a 3-year deal. He will make $1.3 million in year one, $1.4 million in year two, and $1.5 million in year three. And with all that type of money, you know that he is going to be able to buy a lot of Built Bars. You have 18 amazing flavors, including now nut and non-nut flavors. The six new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisps. You got the 12 OG flavors of coconut almond, raspberry, German chocolate, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate, orange, toffee almond, coconut, and peanut butter brownie. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew, and it's good for you. For the all you health conscious people out there, you can lose or maintain weight while indulging in this delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high in fiber, and great for that keto diet. BuiltBar.com is where you can go and sign up to get your box of Built Bars today. You can use the promo code LOCKEDON and you can receive 20% off in your next order. Locked On for 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. This is the Locked On Vols podcast. We're giving you every single thing you need to know about Tennessee football, about Tennessee basketball, every single weekday, Monday through Friday. But what about the rest of the sports world? Now on the Locked On Podcast Network, it's got you covered there as well with Locked On Today. Again, it's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski. It's all the sports news you need every single morning in under 20 minutes. So aside from Locked On Vols, go ahead and subscribe to Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, pleased to welcome Kevin McGuire onto Locked On Vols. He is the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, also the co-host of Locked On College Football. And Kevin's going to be here to tell us a little bit about Tennessee's new defensive coordinator, Tim Banks. Kevin, thanks for joining us today, man.
Yeah, it is my pleasure to be on here spreading the good news. I think you guys got a good one. I really do. And I'm sure, you know, obviously, whole new coaching staff, I'm sure, going on in Tennessee right now. So there's lots of questions about what's going on here. But I do think you got a good defensive coordinator coming your way.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about Tim Banks. I know he's been at Penn State for the last about five seasons now as the co-defensive coordinator, coaching the safeties back there in the secondary. What do Tennessee fans need to know about Coach Banks?
And you have a really good recruiter. I know he had the title of co-defensive coordinator. I think that was more of a promotion and title more so than anything else, because Brent Pry was really the defensive coordinator for Penn State for a long time. That still remains the case, but obviously he has had a little bit of a hand in how this defense has been run. And I think if there's one thing that you can say about Penn State over the course of James Franklin's tenure is that the defense has been generally pretty good. And they have had some good playmakers at a couple of different positions. And he has been one of the key reasons why, not just working with the safeties, but also recruiting some of the top players that are coming into that Penn State program. So I think that is certainly something that I think Tennessee fans should be pretty excited about. He is a really strong recruiter, not just at Penn State, but really one of the strongest recruiters that the Big Ten has had outside of Ohio State, because Ohio State's on their own little plateau. But you know, he has really had a really key hand in helping to build the roster that Penn State has had. And Penn State, aside from last season, has had some really good successful seasons the last few years. And he has been a pretty instrumental reason why. And, you know, he and James Franklin go back a ways. And you know, it's always kind of interesting to see some of the guys that have been around James Franklin for a while finally get an opportunity to take on a little bit more of a meaningful role. That's certainly what he's walking into at Tennessee.
As far as recruiting, Tennessee fans love following recruiting, you know, checking those message boards and seeing, you know, where all these guys are going to go. So knowing that he's a good recruiter, that's going to be big. Where exactly does he recruit in terms of a region of the United States?
He has had a good hand, certainly in the traditional recruiting grounds for Penn State, and that's typically Big Ten states, like Illinois, and obviously Pennsylvania and Maryland have been pretty big for Penn State. So I would imagine that you're going to be looking at a guy that is certainly going to establish himself well within whatever Tennessee's main footprints are outside of Tennessee. I'm not sure what the key recruiting states are for Tennessee outside of the state, but I think he's going to be very quick to adjust himself accordingly. And, you know, obviously, if you can take advantage of getting some of those talented recruits from outside the region, maybe more from the north that he's a little bit more familiar with, certainly that is always going to be a plus, because it never hurts to expand the recruiting reach, I think, for any program. So I do think that, you know, he'll play close to home, because I do think that that's probably going to be one of the building blocks for success for what Tennessee's trying to do, I would imagine. So I think he's going to be pretty well situated no matter what the call is.
Kevin McGuire joining us here on Locked On Vols. He's the host of Locked On Nittany Lions. And as far as Tim Banks, the coach, what can you tell us about that? I know he's 49 years old. He's made a couple different stops, and he has called his own plays. It's been a while, but he did call his own plays at Central Michigan. But everything I've heard, everything I've read, very respected around the coaching community in terms of coaching and developing guys in the secondary. What can you speak on that?
Yeah, well, I think his experience in the secondary is certainly going to be a key factor that he's going to rely on. But I'm very curious to see what he's going to do calling his own plays once again at another level. Certainly things ramp up when you get into the Big Ten and the SEC, and now he's going to get a chance to call more of the defensive plays. So I'm very curious about what his strategy is going to be. But I do think that I think he's had a helping hand in what Penn State has done, and that is nothing too fancy, nothing too aggressive. You're kind of being careful of when you're being aggressive. I think if you have playmakers up front on your defensive line, if it's anything like what Penn State has done, I think he'll rely on those guys making pressure up front to really kind of create some havoc, and then see what the linebackers can do. And again, his experience in the secondary will certainly come into play here. I know Tennessee's got a strong history with secondary players. So I think that that'll be something that he really relishes. And I think, getting back to some of those roots will certainly help.
Is there a chance that anybody could leave Penn State staff and follow Tim Banks to Tennessee?
Wouldn't surprise me, and it certainly would not be the first time. That has been one of the recurring themes, I think, of the last couple of coaching carousels, certainly at Penn State. There have been a lot of coaches that have gone on to get some bigger opportunities, like a head coaching job or a coordinator job, and they have been known to take some assistants that are also going to get a chance to move up. So I'm not really sure what that situation is going to be right now, but it would not surprise me if he ends up taking one of his guys off of Penn State staff and helping them, continue moving forward with Tennessee.
All right, last one I got for you here. This might sound like a weird question, but at least down here on Tennessee, some of these fans, they get to know these assistant coaches, and when one leaves, it's the end of the world. And just the passion, you got to love it. And so has there been any reaction from the Penn State fan base about losing Tim Banks to Tennessee? And if so, has it been good, bad, or just kind of indifferent?
I don't know if I would say it's been good or bad. I think a lot of people were kind of happy for him to get this opportunity to be the defensive coordinator. Because I think, like I said earlier, Brent Pry has been the defensive coordinator for Penn State. He has had co-defensive coordinators, but now getting a chance to see one of their own go on and see what he can do with a new staff, a new program, embrace a new opportunity to be the guy. I don't think there's really anyone who's not upset. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but happy for him to get that opportunity and seeing what he can do. Because I've said all along, certainly on Locked On Nittany Lions, that James Franklin has put together some really good quality staffs over the years, and you see the success where some of these coaches are going off and getting these opportunities. I think it's a good thing to see some of these coaches get those opportunities, and I don't think that there's anyone that's really standing in the way of that.
Yeah, certainly this will be the best job he's had so far, being able to call his own defense in the SEC. And as I mentioned earlier, I think the only qualm for Tennessee fans right now is he hasn't done it, or he hadn't called his plays in quite some time. I mean, not necessarily a major hangup, but if there is a concern, it would be that. Not that you would probably have the answer to this, but just getting your opinion, him calling plays, Tim Banks, would you expect to be aggressive from the back end up in terms of, playing a lot of cover one, cover zeros, and maybe blitzing with the front seven because he is a secondary guy? Or when you think of a defense that's going to be called by Coach Banks, kind of what comes to mind for you, just kind of spitballing?
Well, I'm looking at what's going on around the SEC, and certainly over the last few years, we've seen a lot of explosion in the passing game. So I do think that the secondary's got to be a focus here for Tennessee, because with some of the quarterbacks and some of the wide receivers that are around this conference, you need the guys that are going to be ready to slow down those passing games, because it's been running wild. Not just in the SEC, but that's just the way that this sport has been evolving. So I do think that that's going to be one of your focus. Now, if you have guys up front that you can rely on to bring a lot of pressure, and be careful with when you're going to blitz or whatever, I don't think he'll shy away from that. But I do think with where this game is right now and given his background, I think defensive secondary is certainly going to be his strength. I don't know if everybody is on board right now with what Tennessee has roster wise. I'm not familiar with it, but I do think that if you give him some time, that is certainly going to be a real good strength for Tennessee very soon.
Kevin McGuire, he's the host of Locked On Nittany Lions. Go ahead and check that podcast out when you're away from Locked On Vols, of course, and the co-host of Locked On College Football. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. Enjoyed the conversation. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, and good luck.
A big thanks to Kevin McGuire for joining the show. As soon as this news broke on Monday, I wanted to reach out and do a little crossover action here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And as I pointed out a couple of times, Kevin does a great job with Locked On Nittany Lions and Locked On College Football. So I'm really, really appreciative of him of giving me a few moments of his time to give us some background information on Tennessee's new defensive coordinator in Tim Banks. And, you know, we're talking Tennessee football now, but Tennessee basketball, it was supposed to play on Tuesday night, but got moved to the late game, 9 o'clock tonight against South Carolina. Not only that, but Kentucky and Vanderbilt are going to get going. They'll have the first half of that SEC doubleheader here on a Wednesday night. That's the slate here for tonight. And if you want to get in on the action, bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, the NHL are in full swing. And speaking of full swing, old pitchers and catchers reporting in 3 days spring training a couple weeks away. Baseball is almost back. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality television. It's real-time, updated odds and props on almost everything you can possibly imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's completely free to sign up. So how do you sign up? I'll tell you right now. You head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. And if you use the promo code Locked On, you're going to get 50% off and a welcoming bonus on your first deposit. Again, website, mobile device, sign up, your first deposit, you're going to get 50% off and a welcoming bonus if you use the promo code Locked On. Bet online. It's your online sportsbook experts. We got a final segment here of a Wednesday Locked On Vols at Locked On Vols on Twitter at _Kaner. I'm your host, Eric Kane. And guys, betting on the SEC, betting on college basketball, it doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the brand new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get your daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe today to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag. It's wherever you get your podcast. And, you know, Tennessee basketball going to be back in action tonight. We're going to preview that matchup here in segment number 3. The Volunteers had to push this game. Originally was scheduled for yesterday on Tuesday, but due to a positive test that returned involving its Tier 1 personnel, Tennessee had to push it back 1 day. Now, I will say they have retested since. Everything came back negative, but a big storyline heading into this game for Tennessee and South Carolina at 9 o'clock tonight at Thompson Bowling Arena, it's going to be some players missing on both sides. Tennessee's going to be missing a few players. We don't know who right now, but it's been reported that Tennessee is going to miss a few players tonight. We just don't know who or how many. Now, for South Carolina, it's going to be without two of its top four starters, Justin Manaya, who averages 7 rebounds per game, and Jermaine Corisnard are going to be out for the Gamecocks tonight. I believe the former had an ankle injury and the latter had a head injury, both from its last ball game this season. So going to be some firepower out for this Volunteers Gamecocks match tonight, but still, you know, South Carolina, coached by Frank Morton, is a tough, nitty, gritty type team. This year's a little bit different. It's played very, very fast tempo. It's one of the fastest teams in the country. I believe it's ranked top 11 or 12th in terms of tempo offense in the country so far this year. That is South Carolina. But the reality of it is South Carolina really has not gotten into a groove yet this season because it had 9 games postponed or either canceled early on in the season due to COVID issues. And since that stretch, it's played 9 games, but South Carolina has lost 7 of the 9. It's only won 2 of the 9 since that stretch of games that were disrupted in the beginning, kind of the middle part of the season. Tennessee's also won 3 games, you know, over South Carolina. Going back to the last couple of seasons, won 2 of the last 9. South Carolina. South Carolina is on a 3-game losing streak entering this game as well, and of course have only won 2 of the last 9. South Carolina has AJ Lawson to kind of brag about right now, 17.9 points per game. That is obviously leading the team, third in the SEC. But it's been kind of a rough go-about so far for the Gamecocks this year. 5-9 is the record, 3-7 in Southeastern Conference play. It's going to be one of those, you know, who wants it more games. You know, both teams likely going to be without some firepower. We know South Carolina for sure is going to be without two of its top four scorers. Tennessee is likely going to be without some players. We don't know who exactly yet, but that's just kind of the case right now. You know, Tennessee has kind of dominated the series here of late. Of course, the all-time series leading at 42-28. It's won five of the last six games against South Carolina, has Tennessee. UT's won three straight over South Carolina in Knoxville. 28-9 is the record for the Volunteers over South Carolina in games played in Knoxville. Now, Tennessee just trying to find some consistency. Up, down, up, down, up, down. That's kind of been the go-about here of late. Of course, one thing's been certain. Tennessee's played some really strong defensive efforts. Tennessee is a good defensive team. Overall, the Volunteers rank 12th right now in the net rankings. Tennessee has four wins over teams in the top 40 in the net rankings. And the keys officially have been turned over to the freshman, Jaden Springer, who's compiled at least a 20-point game in each of his last three, and fellow freshman Keon Johnson. Those two guys have accounted for 52% of Tennessee's scoring in the past three games. On the flip side, the veterans and Eve Pons, who's nursing a sore knee, did not look sharp, did not look healthy against LSU over the weekend. And John Fulkerson, who's in the midst of just trying an identity crisis, really. Those two guys have combined for only 5.5 points on average in the last 24 shots taken in three games. So you've got the keys being handed over to the freshmen. And that's great. And Tennessee's got a small lineup with Pons playing the five, Josiah playing the four, and then three guards and Johnson, Springer, and Vescovi out there. And that's fun. But you need a healthy Pons out there. Let's see exactly, you know, how healthy he is if he does play tonight. And again, I expect him to play tonight. Rick Barnes didn't say anything about that in his media availability earlier this week, but you can tell he is not completely right now. But, you know, for Tennessee, you cannot go through scoring droughts. Even had a scoring drought in that first half against LSU. A huge scoring drought against Ole Miss in the second half. You know, Tennessee, at points and times, the offense has gone MIA. And that just can't be the issue here. We talk about it all the time when we recap a game. Does this team have the talent to make a deep postseason run? Absolutely it does. But would you be banking on it right now, Bet Online? I wouldn't. Why would I? Tennessee's not showing me offensively it's got consistency from game to game, from week to week. See the ability, and Jaden Springer's been fantastic here of late, and Keon Johnson's been great, but see the ability, see the potential, but you've got to find consistency. This is a game where Tennessee needs to just blow the doors off South Carolina. I mean, really, South Carolina, it's going to give it its best effort. It plays hard. It is coached well. But Tennessee athletically is just too much for South Carolina this year. Too much. It was a close game last year. John Fulkerson had a then career high of 25 points at that time. I don't expect it to be that close, but I will say it will be that close. It could be trending in the wrong direction if Tennessee doesn't figure itself out offensively. So we will have to see who is on the court, who is not for the Volunteers. Regardless, this is a game that Tennessee needs, and this is a game Tennessee should get before Kentucky this weekend. As you continue to round out this SEC schedule, there are slots available. We'll have to see what the SEC decides to do for teams like Tennessee that have opportunities to add some games to the schedule. Every game counts, especially every game counts when you're talking about selection committees and deciphering which seeds you're going to be. All that matters before you enter the SEC tournament. So it'll be Tennessee, South Carolina later tonight, 9 o'clock. I'll turn on the coffee gods. We'll stay up together, and we'll have a full recap on tomorrow's podcast, and looking forward to that. Also, a very special guest joining us tomorrow on the podcast in segment number 2. Hint, hint, he just wrote an outstanding article this week that I'm sure all of you guys have read. And if you haven't read it, you're going to go try to find it right now. Guys, I appreciate it. We talked more Tim Banks, as Tennessee's defensive coordinator, earlier in the show. We also previewed the matchup tonight against South Carolina. And a big thank you to Kevin McGuire of Locked On Nittany Lions for joining the show, giving some background information on Tim Banks, Tennessee's new defensive coordinator. If you guys want to check him out, follow him on Twitter, go check out his podcast. That's at Locked On Nittany Lions. Guys, I appreciate it. I look forward to catching up with you guys tomorrow and recapping a big Tennessee basketball game tonight. Hopefully, it will be a win. We will have to see. But until then, have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody.